All right, everybody, welcome to the next segment. Right now we have Kelly Meehan with us today. She's the pre-birth communicator and birth healer. We are going to talk about pre-birth communication, ways that you can begin to connect and dialogue with your babies right now. So welcome, Kelly. Are you with us?
Hi, thank you. I'm here.
You're here. Perfect. Thanks for being here. I would love to just start off with, you know, tell us a little bit, like, what is pre-birth communication? A lot of people are probably, like, going, huh, I didn't know this was a thing. So explain what that is.
Pre-birth communication is talking to your child before physical birth, so speaking to your unborn child. And this happens in conception and in pregnancy. And this doesn't only happen for the mother or the father or the partner. It can happen for siblings and grandparents. But typically, the energy of work that I do is I really am really bring it forth for the mother and really having her create that connection, which I also like. You know, besides the word pre-birth communication, we can look at it more like spiritual bonding before birth. You know,
okay.
Just that bonding connection and bringing it even further into the soul-to-soul connection.
Okay. And so this is something that women can do in conception and during pregnancy. And I'm sure it's actually quite similar to what women already intuitively do kind of after birth. So how does it help a woman during these initial conception and pregnancy phases?
Yeah, and I wanted to also say that, you know, the practice of connecting to our child before birth is actually practiced around the world through different cultures, different tribes, and it's not spoken about a lot. And I feel like more in our culture, it's more of this awakening, like, what is this? Because there are countless stories and experiences from women within this in our developed culture, but also in other cultures where, you know, it's a natural and normal occurrence. It's not so far off. I guess it depends, you know, and again, I say in a more developed society, we get so trapped and caught up with working and disconnecting and not really, you know, being centered and feeling into our body and really connecting on that more energetic, that subtle, that spiritual level. And again, that's where the pre-birth communication really lives. And so the benefits, there's a lot of benefits in conception and in pregnancy. First of all, you're bonding with your baby before birth, and we know what science says about that and how crucial it is for just development in so many different levels. I feel like that's a whole other segment of a show to talk about that.
Yeah.
Also, I believe that, you know, it helps you develop what I call, like, trusted intuition. And so you're actually, connecting with your baby, it is all about intuition. It's really trusting that part. And, you know, this saying, mother's intuition, it's definitely a meaningful saying to say that, because what I've learned from connecting with many women is that our mothers, or that are becoming mothers, they do have a heightened intuition, and they have a softness about them that allows them, because now it's, you know, now they're taking care of this being inside them. I feel like it's very primal, you know, wanting to be protective of that baby and just, you know, sinking into that more, those other senses within ourselves. Also, you know, talking about senses, like honoring, you know, the benefit is also honoring the sensitivity. That's, you know, how you connect and how your baby comes to you. And I'll talk more about that in a little bit. Also, gaining body awareness and mindfulness. So when you're in that place of bonding, you're paying attention to your body. You're paying attention to your emotions in a different way. So I feel like that, when we bring awareness to ourselves, it just brings, you know, more understanding to who we are. You know, even if we're in a bad mood or we have tension, it's like, oh, let's bring that awareness to that. Or even if we're in, you know, a good place, a happy place, whatever emotion and physical thing you're feeling in our body, it's just bringing that attention to it. And I also feel like it brings confidence to a parent. You know, a parent wants to feel like they're doing the best they can in pregnancy, and, you know, they're going to be this great parent. And I always, you know, I feel like the spiritual bonding before birth is really giving spiritually to your child in a really amazing and different way. And it's like your connection is so strong and so amazing. So then when you give birth and you have your child, it's like you already have that really amazing bond.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, another benefit is that it supports healing with birth loss. And when I say birth loss, I'm talking about miscarriage, abortion, stillbirth, and even loss of life, like early on, like, you know, when women give birth and the babies don't. There's a huge, huge, I mean, that's like really going into the spiritual for sure, really connecting to the energy and the soul of the child in a way that brings about healing. And then my final, like, benefit, I feel like I could probably talk about benefits for, like, 3 hours, but I'll just shorten it up. You know, it gives you an empowered conception and pregnancy, again, because it's, you're bringing your connection inward, you're bringing attention, and, you know, who doesn't want to feel empowered in conception, pregnancy, and birth? I mean, it's like, I feel like, you know, we want that, even when things don't turn out that the way we want it to, like in pregnancy, if it's difficult or challenging, or if the conception is really, you know, it's like, how do we still create an empowered experience with it and really connect again, like I said, to that subtlety, that spiritual energy, that place within that's not, you know, it's not going to come from the logical part of us. It's going to come from our, you know, our right brain, our creative intuitive part. And everybody has that. I have not, you know, met anyone yet that cannot connect to that unless they create obstacles and blocks. And I always see obstacles and blocks as really positive things. I don't see them as bad. I, you know, when I'm taking a woman into a pre-birth experience and she's like, I see nothing. Sometimes it happens. And I'm like, that's just where you are today. You know, be with that nothing just for today. And then most of the women that I work with, eventually they're like, oh, no, I don't see black today. Now I see a whole, you know, array of stuff and all this information. So it's like, yeah, just can you... You know, can we just honor where we're at with our connection?
Be with it and not resist it. And then it allows it to turn into the opportunity that it is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and I love what you say, too, about trusted intuition. You made that point a couple, you know, bullet points back because, you know, I think it is true that everybody has this capacity to tap in on this level. And, you know, like in the work that I do with women, which you sort of said, you know, has its similarities, you know, in terms of the offerings we both have. I find that a lot of women do kind of communicate with their babies, but it's almost like it's their little dirty little secret. Like they kind of treat it like, is she going to, you know, like when they first bring it up to me, it's like, is she going to think I'm crazy?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's amazing. That's what you should be doing. And that's fantastic. There's, you know, like how incredible to be able to, if you're curious about, you know, even something as simple as, like, what color to paint the room, that the baby's room. You know, like, why not ask the baby? Go in and tune in and see if you get any information about what does the baby want? What does the baby want in the room, you know, when
I feel like it's very respectful because you're acknowledging that this being, just because they're not in the outside world, that they're very tangible, that they're very much here and present. And that's the part that, you know, we need to get out of our ways to not judge the way our children move through us. And, you know, with each child, it's going to be a different energy because a different soul is going to be born.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's true. Like, when you do feel like it's the secret or, like, you know, and I'm all about, like, let's just share this. Like, and there's more women have experiences than they'll admit.
Yeah, because there's communication is always, even for those of us that are talking and communicating tangibly, there's so many levels of nonverbal communication always happening. We just don't think about them or acknowledge them. And this is the place where that's exactly what we're, you know, not only facilitating, but cultivating, you know, like allowing more of. So, okay. So how do women communicate to their baby before birth?
This is the extensive work and practice that I've done. I kind of feel like, you know, a little bit of an expert, maybe a lot of bit of an expert. I don't want to be like floating my boat or anything, but I've created a way that I work with women to what does that really mean? And so I've defined it in different ways. And so what I call it is I ask women, like, what is your superpower? And when I say that, it's like, what is your way of connection? And this is really important because it's not about how other people connect. It's really about your own system and how you connect. And so the different areas that I look in is, like, one is your sensations and empathy. Do you feel the energy move through you from your baby? Do you feel it physically? Do you feel, you know, tingles or chills? And that could be one way of your system responding to your child. also feelings and emotions. Some women may feel certain emotions mm-hmm. that are so connected to their child, and they don't, it just, they know that's their child really expressing through them. The next one I have is auditory and sounds, with what I call like inner listening. So, you know, being able to hear a sound, even out externally or internally, that really is resonating to the voice of your child. And then, of course, psychic mm-hmm. awareness, intuitive mm-hmm. visions, or what I call like gut feeling. So, you know, using those, like those feelings. And then knowing, a knowingness, that deep space that goes beyond intuition and everything, just that knowing that that's your child. And
yeah.
again, you know, some people will see it visually in their mind, like more of a clairvoyant style, like, you know, their, or like a dream state, or mm-hmm. like, you know, just these different areas. And what I do is I like to exercise that within women, like, so what is your way? And most women, they do have a way, and they know it when you actually ask them about it. That they are like, oh, yeah, this is my way. I'm more of a feeler, or I need to really visualize it. I need to see it, you know, presented to me. And what I've discovered is that, you know, there's many ways that pre-birth experiences come up, you know, obviously through meditation. But it doesn't always happen mm-hmm. through meditation. It could come through dreams, is very common, through hypnosis, mm-hmm. Even, you know, I kind of joke about this, but even like doing dishes and laundry, it doesn't have to happen when you're in a state of silence and connection. Of course, that's a great way, because you can, you know, you could practice connecting to your body and connecting to your child in a really special and uniting way between both of you. But you can have communication just doing, you know, living life and doing mm-hmm. random things, mm-hmm. you know, depending on your openness and sensitivity to it. So yeah. I don't leave it to, like, you know, you have to be like, you know, a floating Buddha or a guru, like with your, you know, lotus position, like, all right, the baby
right.
needs to, like, you know, it doesn't have to be like that. So,
right.
and I do,
right.
I do trust and believe, that women do have their own way if they're willing to explore it and then share it and then just really accept it and trust it. Trusting it is the biggest
trust
part.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice. You know, I was just reading last night a little segment in Christiane Northrup's book, the Women's Bodies, Women, Wisdom book. She was telling a story about that kind of alludes to this trusting, and also what you were talking about with birth loss. I want to ask you another teeny little question about that, about a patient of hers whose daughter basically said something along the lines, you know, she was just chatting, and she said, you know, I almost came to you and Daddy, but then I didn't because, you know, he wasn't ready yet, or you weren't married yet, or I can't remember the exact story, but then I went ahead and I just came later. And the woman was shocked because she had, in fact, early in the relationship with the man that did become her husband and this little girl's father, she was pregnant and had an abortion. And so she just had this tremendous healing when her daughter told her, you know, this little offhanded comment, like, you know, I came and then I, you know, I took off for a bit and then, you know, I came back when it was time, kind of a thing, was the way that she interpreted it. And so as we, you know, wrap up, I just wanted you to maybe talk a little bit more about how communication can impact the way women experience different types of birth loss.
So that, you know, the story you just shared, I've read many, many stories like that, and I've heard different stories like that. And so that mm-hmm. is so, I want to normalize that, because that is, there's mm-hmm. something so meaningful. And when babies are, especially when there's miscarriage or abortion, specifically in birth loss, those a lot mm-hmm. of times the souls of those children, they do come back. And what I've learned is that they actually stay within the auric field of the mother for the life of her life. Like, they don't go to other, you know, people always ask, you know, they don't go to other people that are going to have babies. They stay with the mother. And sometimes they are the next child in line to be born, or they just stay with the mother until, you know, until she releases from this life and moves into the other, and then they unite. But this story is, yeah, it's so common, and it's really, it's amazing because, yeah, these women that have abortions, especially abortions, because there's so much negative energy and judgment and fear around abortion,
mm-hmm.
and I actually go deeper in that, and I have an online support group specifically because, you know, I could see the torment and pain that women put themselves through, and even through miscarriage,
mm-hmm.
the guilt and shame, and not having,
mm-hmm.
you know, a ritual. I believe that, you know, creating a ritual through birth loss is really
mm-hmm.
powerful. Either if
mm-hmm.
you're going through, you know, just the loss, or if you're even going through termination, just, you know, how to really stop and pause and connect, and connecting to the soul of the child. And what I find, though, if a woman is in a lot of grief or abusive, self-abusive, critical pain, it's going to be very challenging for her to connect to the soul of the child. But I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
say not try. I feel like we need to move through our emotional place and process whatever that is from our family, from other lives, whatever that brings up for that experience, because I feel like birth loss doesn't happen. It doesn't happen meaninglessly, where I feel
right.
like there's a huge purpose to it. And what I find is that the women, if you deconstruct it and go deeper for the woman, it is a very powerful and meaningful experience why they went through this. And it really does come
mm-hmm.
to the woman because she's embodying it through her soul, through her energy, through her emotional, mental body. And so, you know, yeah, there are other parts to it. There's the partner and other things. But at the same time, it really comes down to the feminine energy. And so definitely, you know, creating a ritual, a connection, and a meditation. That's what I always recommend, a meditation visualization that will take you to meet the child. And I offer that to women, guiding, and I have different things that I offer on my website that are free, you know, meditations
mm-hmm.
to connect with and see. Because, you know, a lot of women are like, well, how do I do that? And again, if you're
right.
in grief, fear, or shame, it's going to be very hard to move through our own stuff in order to feel.
Yeah.
But the babies are there, and they're around the moms, and I've seen them, I've connected with them, and they're just joyful, happy. They're not mad at the moms. They're not disappointed. They feel that from the parents, but the soul
mm-hmm.
just waits. Like it's a blink of an eye for the soul to come into life or not.
Yeah.
And there's a huge
mm-hmm.
amount of respect. Like they understand that when things aren't right or whatever's happening or if there's loss for whatever reason, that there is
mm-hmm.
There is meaning and depth in it. And I feel like when I could bring someone to that level to see that, there's actually a huge transformation for women of healing. Like they're literally
yeah.
taking leaps, like, you know. And I'm a big believer, of course, in psychotherapy, and that was where my background came from. But also
mm-hmm.
I feel like some women could really be like, you know, if they're dealing with loss for like 30 years, I'm like, whoa, like that's too much. Like, what? Well, I mean,
yeah,
maybe
it
that's
is.
What you've created. It's like, but, you know, going into the spiritual, you know, huge leaps. But, you know, it takes the willingness of the mother to believe in herself, to be worthy of even receiving that to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
so I feel like there's definitely different ways to use this for,
mm-hmm.
to use pre-birth for healing birth loss.
Yeah. Well, that was so well put, and I think everybody listening has a sense of much more of a sense of what birth healing and communicating and all of these things that you are about, kind of like what that looks like, and you've made it a little more tangible. And so you mentioned you have some stuff on your website, and I'm just curious, you know, for anybody that wants to learn more about you or about your work or your offerings, where can they go to do that before we sign off for
yeah,
the moment?
Of course. My website is birthhealing.com, and in there
okay.
I have a few sections about pre-birth communication. I think I call them soul baby communication, and different things that I offer. If you sign up, you get a meditation, and you get updates about pre-birth communication. I do free teleseminars and different readings that connect
mm-hmm.
more to my work. And I'm selling cards. They're called Pre-Birth Communication Soul Cards, Answers from Your Baby Before Birth. And there are 35 cards that are really so amazing and fun to do. I've had so many women that use them for birth loss, for just a spiritual pregnancy, for pregnancy fear. And you are asking a question to the soul of your child, and you are picking a card, and they are giving you that answer. And so
cool.
This is a very new thing that I'm selling, just to add to the pre-birth connection. Because sometimes, you know, we're like,
yeah.
we get in our way mentally, and it's such a relief
mm-hmm.
to like, all right, let me just pick this card and see and reflect on what that is. So yeah, birthhealing.com
mm-hmm.
is where you could find, you know, all this information. And there's a lot of other things too, because I go into, you know, feminine healing for women, and then my sacred cesarean work and postpartum healing. But yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah. much to share.
Yeah, and I have free things that you could go sign up for, like little books, and I have a cesarean book, a healing book, and then for before and after. Yeah, thank you.
Beautiful. You are welcome. So everybody, that's birthhealing.com to learn more about Kelly and all of these cool things. I know that you're opening up lots of worlds right now just in sharing what you have. So thank you so, so much for joining today and sharing a little snippet of your genius. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for offering this to women and doing something really amazing for our world community of women and healing. And
you're welcome.
Yeah, it's very awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, everybody. So that's Mary Goyer. I'm signing off for the moment, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.